Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. It's a new day of a week, and it's Monday, October the 25th, 2021. God bless you. Hope and pray that you had a wonderful weekend, and pray that you stay safe in your endeavors. I pray for those that were sick and shut in, and I pray for those that are recovering from COVID or recovering from anything. This is month that I normally honor cancer society and whatnot. My mother is a three-time cancer survivor. God rest her soul. She did not pass from cancer. So I just want to make that clear. She's a survivor, and I have an aunt that is battling cancer now, and I lost a sister-in-law to cancer. So, please, lady, get checked. Get your colon, get your tatas. All things, your uterus, everything checked out. And keep it safe. Be aware of your body. Amen. Amen. Today, I'm talking about the sacrifice has been accepted. Coming from the book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 23, and it reads, "If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things." Amen. Amen. This is a sort of promise deduced by logic. It was not likely that the Lord had revealed to Mona and his wife that a son would be born to them. And yet had it in his heart to destroy them. Let us too follow this line of argument. The Father has accepted the great sacrifice of Calvary and has declared himself well pleased. The Lord has shown us our election, our adoption, our union to Christ, our marriage to the well-beloved. How can he now destroy us? The promises are loaded with blessings, which necessitate our being preserved until eternal life. It is not possible for the Lord to cast us away and yet fulfill his covenant. The past assures us and the future reassures us. That is my word of encouragement for Monday. The past assures us, and the future reassures us. Amen. So the sacrifices that our Lord and Savior had did for us, again, I'm going to say he have did numerous things for us, and he had carried that cross. Now, can you carry your cross? Amen. I am Sister Faye. That is my word of encouragement. God bless you. Have a great start to Monday. Keep blessing others and keep staying firm in God's word. Amen. Amen. God bless you.